Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 17th day of September. The prepper tip of the day is check all your winter gear, your boots, your socks, underwear, coats, hats, gloves. Check everything. Make sure you have what you need, that it's in good condition. Winter will be here before you know it. It will be. Now, if you plan on being outside in the cold and working in the cold, I mean doing manual labor such as cutting firewood, shoveling snow, maybe carpenter work or mechanical work, what you don't want is winter gear from a sporting goods company. That kind of winter gear is meant for casual recreational use. It's not meant to do manual labor with. And if you attempt to do that, you'll find out real quick why. Now, you want to go do your shopping for your outdoor gear at the same place the farmers, ranchers, and construction workers buy their outdoor gear, at a ranch and farm supply store, a place like that. Get the high quality. You can't, these are some things you can't save money on, and this is one of them. High quality outdoor gear will last for years if properly taken care of. Protect your body, keep you warm, keep you dry, and protect your body, and help you when you're outdoors in extreme cold weather, rain, snow, whatever it might be, to accomplish whatever it is you need to accomplish. I'm probably the only radio talk show host that advises people what kind of socks to get, and that would be merino wool socks. It may sound, and it certainly sounds counterintuitive to wear wool socks when it's 110 degrees, but I do. No matter what the temperature, if it's 10 below or 110 above, I wear my merino wool socks. You'll find out why once you wear them. I know that until I started wearing merino wool socks, which was been, oh, probably 17, 18 years ago, something like that, I wore white cotton socks in the summertime. And all summer long, my feet were cold and clammy and wet. Wet, cold, and clammy. All summer long. With merino wool socks in the summertime, the moisture is taken away from my skin. That damp, cold, clammy feeling is gone, and my feet are comfortably warm and dry. Not hot, but comfortably warm and dry. Perfect. And if your feet are uncomfortable, you'll be uncomfortable. If your feet are cold, you'll be miserable. If your feet are wet, you'll be miserable. If your feet are too hot, you'll be miserable. That's just the way it is. So merino wool socks will help a lot. You can buy them online. You can get them at various sporting goods stores and so forth. And just get them and use them. And oh, another bonus, they last and they last and they last. They really do. They're really tough. What's the difference between merino wool and other wools? Well, the fibers are longer. For almost everybody, there may be an exception here and there. For almost everybody, they're not itchy and scratchy. So it's a great bonus also. We have open lines the next 2 hours. The call number is 512-248-8252. These recent revelations this week about General Milley, the chairman of Joint Chiefs and Staff, are very disturbing, to say the least. Very disturbing. He was contacting our main enemy, the People's Liberation Army, and telling them that he would block President Trump from doing things. That's treason right there, on the face of it. Giving aid and comfort to an enemy is treason. He had no authority to go behind the back of his commander-in-chief and tell them the things he was telling them. He also conspired with high-ranking officers in the military to have them report to him directly and take no orders directly from President Trump. Another act of treason. I doubt anything will be done about it as long as Joe Biden is president, which is certainly a big question in and of itself, isn't it? Now, we've been hearing this week, once again, we've heard this before, that the results of the Arizona audit will be released this week. Well, this week has two more days, today and tomorrow. I'm becoming less optimistic that the audit results will be released. My friend Dave Hodges says the fix is in and they're not going to be released. I hope Dave is wrong. I hope he's wrong, but odds are he's right. The powers that be will do anything and everything they can to block that from happening. I don't know what all the machinations are, but I'm sure they're vast and they're powerful. And will they accomplish their goal? I hope not. I hope not. I don't know, but I hope not. Well, the COVID-19, the clot shots continue to be the top thing on my radar. It's the most important thing that will harm and kill the most Americans the most quickly. Yes, we have a lot of issues on the table. Possible war with China, of course. Economic collapse, of course. Food shortages, yes. Power grid down from an attack, yes, of course. All those things are on the table, on one hand. On the other, what we know is already happening, and what we know will continue to get worse are the effects of the clot shots and the COVID-19 itself. Now, COVID-19, which began life as a coronavirus, is what it was called, when I first started with this in January of, in February of 2020. It's not that dangerous itself. It kills 0.3% of the people that get it. That's not a pandemic. Now, they had to rename what consists of a pandemic to even call this thing a pandemic. But a disease that kills 0.3% of the people that get it is obviously not a pandemic under the original definition. Of course not. Of course it's not. Lots of rabbit trails. One of the main rabbit trails I see that I don't participate in is, has the virus been isolated? Well, I don't care. I really don't. There is something. I believe it's a virus. People are getting sick, and there's classic symptoms such as losing your sense of smell, your sense of taste for a period of time. very classic symptoms that we look for if somebody's got the COVID-19. If it's isolated or not, once we find that out, if it has been or has not been, what does that change? What does it change? It doesn't change anything, in my opinion. We still have to deal with this illness. We still have to deal with the consequences of the bogus lockdowns, quarantine of people who aren't sick. Human beings have been fighting contagious diseases for thousands of years. And yes, of course you put sick people in quarantine. That's what we've done for thousands of years. What we don't do is put healthy people that are asymptomatic in quarantine. We don't do that. At least we didn't before the last year and a half. We're doing it now. How people can be led like sheep down a path that does not have a good outcome is breathtaking. It's absolutely breathtaking. And it will continue and continue. Now, Joe Biden gave his speech, was it 2 weeks ago? Saying that in 30 days he would be giving another speech about more measures to deal with the COVID-19 and the clot shots. That should be a real dandy thing to hear, won't it? We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. You know, John, it baffles my mind. When I was 17 and I enlisted, I took an oath. I actually read the Constitution before I enlisted and before I took the oath. So my question to you is, everyone in the military took an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Everyone in Congress and the Senate, the President, I'm sure the executive branch and others have all taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies. My question for you is this. If they're all, it's either that they have not read or didn't have the comprehension skills necessary to understand what they were swearing their lives to. Why are they not all guilty of treason? Why are they not doing what they swore to do and uphold the Constitution to the point of removing the president, removing anyone in the Congress or the Senate, hauling their butts off to jail, for turning this nation into what it's become? What's happened, John?
Well, there are several parts to answer this. First of all, do they care? There's many men and women in uniform. They are looking forward to a pension at the end of 20 years of service. Many of them will compromise their oath of office, will compromise what they believe is right in order to achieve that pension. They will. I saw this during Vietnam. I saw it a lot. It was pretty common knowledge in the Army, especially in special forces, that barefoot teenage boys in the jungles of Vietnam posed no threat to the United States of America, none whatsoever. What we didn't know then that we now know is that the whole war was a fraud, that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened, that gave the president authority to put men into combat in Vietnam. But even lacking that knowledge, we knew that the war was wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. The men who were in the military who were against it were the young men like myself, who had no wife, no children, no mortgage, no pension to look forward to. We were the ones who spoke out. The men who had a mortgage, a wife, children, and a pension to look forward to, they kept their mouth shut in order to achieve that pension. And that hasn't changed, John. Not at all.
So there's no sacred honor, is what you're telling me. I mean,
among most men and women,
17-year-old kid, I was willing to give it all and to actually disobey unconstitutional orders and wind up in Leavenworth for not obeying a order that went against the Constitution. Where are the men? Seriously.
Well, I'm telling you, there are some exceptions, and they're making news. You know, something extraordinary is news. If it's routine, it's not news. the men who are resigning their commissions because of the vaccinations, that's news because most of these men will go along with it. It's not newsworthy if you're doing something that isn't exceptional. So most are going along with the program to achieve their goal of getting their pension.
Well, what I would suggest, everyone that can hear my voice, go read the National Defense Authorization Act, look at the repealing of the Smith-Mundt Act, and realize that your media, that you think it's independent news media, every bit of it is controlled by CIA. They have their agents on the radio, on the television, editors of newspapers. You're reading and believing propaganda, and they're manipulating people to the point where there is no truth. You know, it's like Pilate. What is truth? When he asked Christ, what is truth? If there's a lie mixed with the truth, it's polluted, it's adulterated. That makes it a lie. The truth is gone. There may be a mixture, but just enough truth to lead you down a primrose path out into a field where you're good for nothing and good for no one. That's what's happened to this country. There's no men with backbone. I'm an old guy. I'm getting old. But I'm still fed up, man. I'm fed up. And I don't understand why people can't be willing to give it all, like we hear the founders did, give it all to save this nation. They have compromised. They're a bunch of panty waist, do nothing females in a men's body. They have no backbone. They have no fortitude. And they're selling out their prosperity.
I'll tell you, I was having a conversation when I was active duty. I was in the 6th Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg. I was a very young man. I was only 21 years old. These guys I was working with, they were all in their mid to late 30s, some in their 40s and 50s, old enough to be my father. And I asked one of the guys I worked with, another Vietnam vet. I was a Vietnam vet before I got Special Forces. I said, we're talking about the war, and he agreed with me that the war was wrong. But then he said, well, John, it's not much of a war, but it's the only one we got.
Well, I've got a brother-in-law that he's passed now, but he was in Vietnam, 18-year-old kid. And to tell you how brilliant these people are, got his arm blown off and sewn back on. And Westmoreland was trying to shake his right hand while it was up in a sling to give him his Purple Heart for a photo op. He carried the photo in his wallet for years. So, John, you want to know the problem here? This is the problem. And he showed me General Westmoreland trying to get a photo op while he's laying in a MASH unit. And the crazy part, they didn't have a choice, man. They conscripted him. And he said, John, I was 18 years old. They came to my house, told me I had to go, take me to training, drop me in the jungle with a gun. And if you want to come home, you learn to fight. You don't have a choice. No one wanted to be there. But you had to kill or be killed. And that's what that war was. It was, and knowing now what we didn't know then, you and I both, it's sickening. I believe that every war we've ever fought has been instigated and goaded into existence by the United States. And that doesn't make me very proud. It makes Veterans Day the hardest day of my life every year. I don't want to stand up. I don't want any recognition. Because I'm not proud of this country and what we've done across the earth. It makes me sick.
Well John, one
I'm
of my
green not anti-American, but it makes me sick.
One of my Green Beret buddies told me the following. He says, John, I was on an operation in North Vietnam on the coast. He said, my whole attitude changed once I saw Conoco offloading product in North Vietnam.
Yep.
Any more, John?
Said, I guess.
Okay.
No, we're good.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it. We had a break. We'll be right back. Call number is 512-248-825, Chair.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back with J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 17th of September. This hour sponsored by EMP Shield. The sale going on right now. I'm going to check real quick and make sure the sale is going on. That would be a wise thing to do, wouldn't it? So I'll go to my website at thelibertyman.com. I'll scroll down to the EMP Shield panel. I'll click on it, and we'll see if the sale is still going on real quick here. Because it's still going on. The Strengthen America sale. That's great. Save up to $50 each in addition to what you already save from my website at thelibertyman.com. A great opportunity for your team to get the EMP Shield devices they need for their cars, trucks, generators, solar panel controls, their homes. Get in on that sale while you can. We have open lines. The call number is 512-248-8252. There was a book written by a former Special Forces officer. His nickname was Dangerous Dan, I believe. And in the book, and I got to talk to him on the phone. He was under a restraining order, a gag order from a judge. He couldn't talk, so another man spoke on his behalf on my show. In his book, he told the following story, that ocean-going ships would come up the Mekong River going past Saigon, and they'd be stopped by the U.S. Navy. A U.S. Navy officer would board the ship, meet the captain. The captain would present the manifest of what was the cargo on the ship. The manifest would say something, 10 tons of children's toys. And since that was not prohibited items, the officer would salute the captain and return the manifest back to the captain and leave the ship without checking the cargo. When, in fact, the cargo was weapons of war, that's what was really on the ship. Ammunition, firearms, mortars, all the different things that you need to fight a war, radio equipment, tents, boots, everything that, well, probably not boots. These Viet Cong didn't wear any boots, but medical equipment and so forth. That was routine. That happened all the time during that war. Everybody was making money on that war. If they could, they still had that war going. The Americans were making money on it. The Viet Cong were making money. The North Vietnamese military was making money. The Chinese were making money. The Russians were making money. Everybody was making money on the war. I told this the other day that the U.S. Army rented different buildings for us to occupy with my outfit in Vietnam, the 10th Psychological Operations Battalion. And the landlord in one of the buildings we rented, just a month, I think about 2 months before I got there, that would have been the summer of 67, he missed a payment. He paid the Viet Cong every month a fee for protection, and he missed a payment. And the Viet Cong set a bomb next to the building, and they blew up the side of the building. They blew out a hole big enough to drive a 2.5-ton truck through. So I get to my new outfit, and they assigned me a room. It was a room that would have been comfortable for one man, maybe two, and they had four of us in there, very tight quarters. We had a bunk bed and two cots on the floor. And so I said, "You set up your cot over there," and I noticed fresh plaster. It was a different color from the rest of the plaster. And I said, "How come there's this fresh plaster here?" And they said, "Oh, John, that's where they blew up the building 2 months ago because we didn't pay the landlord didn't pay the protection money to the Viet Cong that month." It was the second floor, by the way, where our room was, the second floor. The ground floor, the whole side of the building was blown out. It was the same part of the building where we kept our printing presses, by the way. We had three five-color offset printing presses to print leaflets with. That's one of the things we did in psychological warfare. We printed millions and millions of leaflets. During the Tet Offensive, we had those presses running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In fact, we got a presidential unit citation for the excellent work we did. Now, there was an excellent book entitled The Prize, which was also a mini-series done by public radio. The book and the mini-series both document the involvement of big oil money in every war going back before the 1900. Every war. All the big wars, anyway. Not the minor skirmishes or rebellions, but all the major wars. Big oil money was involved in the war happening in the first place. And that continues, doesn't it? Let's look at Saddam Hussein. I got the book written by former U.S. Marine Scott Ritter up here on my shelf a few feet from me. Former Marine Major Scott Ritter had a job. His job was to go any place he wanted into Iraq looking for nuclear weapons. And Saddam gave him permission to do so. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. And let's see. My website is thelibertyman.com. We hope to have some new real estate parcels listed there. I was hoping they'd be up before today, but my assistant webmaster is working on it. We're focusing on parcels of real estate in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, and hopefully they'll be there soon. Just keep checking back, and hopefully they'll be there soon. And, of course, energy cleaners. I know we got about 24 men and women patiently waiting to get their energy cleaner and a mattress pad. Thank you for your patience. Tom Berryhill promises delivery soon, and as soon as he gets them, I start shipping them the next day. I've got 40 mattress pads being delivered probably today or Monday at the latest from my distributor that I get them from in Chicago. So as of next week, everything should be back in stock and ready for immediate shipment. That's a good thing. I really like helping people get their lives back. I really do. So check out the energy cleaner at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. You can send me a check. My address is there. And, of course, my toll-free order line will take your order 24 hours a day for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad at 800-592-9543. We do have open lines. The next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Hello again. Hello again, John. I was just thinking about, we were talking about Scott Ritter. You know, weapons inspectors like Scott Ritter are always in an especially untenable situation because it's a fundamental tenet of the laws of language and logic and of scientific method that it is not possible to prove the non-existence of something. So no matter where they go or how free they're made, you know, somebody can simply allege that, oh, well, they hid the secret facility from you. And there's always going to be a Colin Powell who'll stand up at a podium someplace with a piece of fake evidence to say, oh, see here, it's really there. And meanwhile, Scott Ritter can say, no, no, I saw no such thing. You know, it doesn't matter.
Well, let's refresh people's memory. General Powell, who I believe to be a man of honor and integrity, was fooled. They gave him false evidence without telling him it was false. They had General Powell in front of the entire world, the United Nations, and the entire planet, offering false evidence that Saddam Hussein was attempting to fabricate nuclear weapons. You notice General Powell offered his resignation not too long after that. Once he found out they'd made a fool of him in front of the entire planet, he was out of there. He was gone. In addition, President Bush, who's not a terribly bright guy, by the way, in case you don't know, he consulted with many people on his cabinet prior to going to war. He only had one man on his cabinet who was a combat veteran and also a general. He didn't even speak to that man, General Colin Powell, before making the decision to go to war with Iraq. And General Powell's response to the president telling him he's going to war was the following response. Sir, Mr. President, you will own that country. You will own that country. And that turned out to be the case, didn't it, Glenn?
Oh, yeah. Well, the investment goes on, you know, forever, and it's very hard to pull out once you're in there, especially in that case. I mean, just look at the I'm always amazed by the amount of construction and development that went into the Green Zone facilities over there. That was just amazing, like a small city.
It was. Now, here we are. It's been not quite 20 years since we invaded Iraq, and the entire invasion, the entire war was based on false evidence. Now, Saddam did have poison gas. That came from us. It was all made in America that we gave our ally to fight against Iran. Of course he had those weapons, because we gave them to him. But the real weapons of mass destruction, I used to carry around copies of the, it was only two or three pages, the congressional document giving President Bush authority to go to war. For interested parties, I would just give them a copy of it. And there's about 18 or 20 whereases, Glenn. Clearly, the whereases that caused us to go to war was the concern of the U.S. Congress over nuclear weapons. The rest of them really didn't matter.
The other thing about Colin Powell that disappointed me was that he was knighted by the Queen of England, and he accepted. And U.S. officials aren't supposed to have anything to do with titles of nobility, especially foreign. You know, well, they have to be foreign, but foreign titles of nobility, that ideally he should have politely said, thank you, Your Majesty, but I'm an American military officer, and it would be inappropriate for me to accept any such honor.
Right.
That's not what he did.
Yeah. In a greater scheme of things, it's a very little consequence. It's quite an honor to have that bestowed on you. But you're right. And this is something else. It brings up something that most civilians don't understand. Once you're a general to the day you die, as long as you have your mental faculties about you. There's no such thing as a retired general. You're either active duty or you're inactive. So all these generals that Hussein Obama fired, they're still generals. And they can be called back to active duty. Absolutely, they can be.
Right. So a title like that could be, cause someone to allege that the person might be predisposed to show favoritism to the entity that gave him the honor, you know.
Oh, well, but I mean, I seriously doubt that. It would be looked at as as an honorary thing, getting an honorary PhD. Yeah. You know, it's about the same level. Yeah, I would regard it about the same as getting an honorary PhD from Harvard. It's great, but does it change anything? You know, it's a nice thing to have, but it's not going to change.
They knighted Paul McCartney. How significant is that?
Yeah, well, he was knighted because of all the money he brought into England, you know, with his career that he had. Tremendous income coming into very old England.
Right.
Okay.
Right. What I actually called about was asked to find out whether you've heard anything more about the Marines who supposedly called their families and warned about deployment.
Did you hear the beginning of the show when we first began?
No, sir. No, I wasn't tuned in at that time.
Well, okay. Well, then here's the update. This is from a friend of mine. We've met a couple of times in person, Deputy Hendricks. He's a friend that I know and have shaken his hand, and I know personally. So after following the Pledge of Allegiance this morning, he said the following. Two men he knows down there in Mississippi, they've both been activated. One Marine, they're officers. One Marine officer and one Air Force officer. So he asked the Marine officer who's been activated, are you going to D.C.? And he got this look as in, how did you know?
Okay.
So
I was wondering, I was thinking, you know, there could be a couple reasons why more reports of this type aren't forthcoming across the board more. And, you know, that could be that, well, A, perhaps
they're
the original reports lack merit, or B, maybe they were given the loose lips sink ship speech and offered a stay at Leavenworth.
Well, the military knows how to keep secrets when they choose to, and that's what's going on there, Glenn.
Exactly. Just, hey, don't say anything, you know. So
that's right.
Wonder what it could all be about, though. We'll find out, I'm sure.
Well,
thank you, John.
We'll find out. Thank you. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. It's interesting, all the opposite information we get these days, isn't it?
It is, but that's the way it is, yes.
Yeah, that's I guess, a sign of war. And there's some people who are very believable, and their story is probably absolutely true, but it is it differs from what other believable stories are around the world, and I think it may depend on where certain people are. For example, Mike Adams put out this thing, are there mass graves going on due to vaccine deaths or something like that? I don't know what the title actually meant, but a fellow in here, John O'Looney, blows the whistle on COVID deaths, funeral director, and he was saying that there was virtually no increase in actual total deaths, and all these tons of people were being misclassified in his area. So it shows me that in that particular area, and in people, other directors that he knew, there was an operation to do that exact sort of thing. But because that happened there, it doesn't mean that that happened everywhere else in the world. Clearly, that would be an illogical conclusion, although it would be a question that anyone would ask. So I see that, this gives some basis for Reiner Fulmich's reports and lawsuit. But I haven't followed exactly what he's saying and whether he's saying the whole thing is fake or not. I think that you can't. He does have probably lots of other people with very similar stories. I haven't followed it greatly, but at the same time, we're seeing people who actually have real unusual symptomatic disease, and the cause of it, you know, is debatable, is not absolutely certain. And there's different ideas on that. What do you say to this, John? I mean, does it sound like there are multiple things going on just to confuse people, if nothing else?
Well, I think that's what's going on with these clot shots. I'm sure you're aware of Dr. Mikovits has studied and researched these vials and come up to the conclusion that, and we already talked about this, that a huge percentage of them have a saline solution and nothing else in them. So there's a lot of confusion about what's going on, isn't there, sir?
Well, yeah, I haven't actually listened to what she said on that. I did communicate with her, and she said that she didn't do the studies herself. I thought that's what she said to me. I need to, you know, I shouldn't be commenting on it. I should take a look at what she's saying. But
well, she's relying on that information. Yes.
Yeah, she's relying on what other people's information, people she knows who did the research.
Right.
I think, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, and this is quite reasonable that there may be multiple batches out there and of different sorts of materials. But I see, you know, people, I just spoke to someone from a local healthcare, big hospital-type company here, and they told me that they rejected all of the requests to not get the shot. In other words, the exemptions. They rejected all the exemptions, at least maybe at their office. I don't know. But, you know, the question is, what is the temporary legal solution? And I do say temporary because, you know, it's so closely following the biblical prophecies that it would be forced eventually. But I think in the meantime, good men who do nothing I get to follow the rules that are dished out, and but good men who do something can push back and hold back the, you know, plug the holes in the dike, however you want to view it. Are you following different legal ways because to deal with this? I know there's a number of people on RBN who deal with this sort of thing.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I spent almost half a century in the legal profession, and I know how the courts work, both local, state, and federal. The lawsuits are good. The lawsuits are necessary on one hand. On the other, complex litigation of this type takes years. We don't have years.
Yeah, that's not what I'm suggesting. This is not a lawsuit playing their game. This is a game of you put pressure on people. You say, okay, you know, if you fire me, you owe me my salary and the gaps in my resume and the lack of training that I'm going to have. And you give this to them as a contract in the sense that if they don't reply or deny this, then they're obligated to it. You can put various pressures on these financial pressures. You can even put criminal charge pressures on due to non-constitutionality, due to notification, legal notifications.
You're creating a hostile work environment for yourself when you attempt adverse legal action against the people who write your paycheck. Something I learned as a 19-year-old young man in the Army is never disagree with or cause problems for people that can hurt you. And
they already are. They're saying if you don't get it by a certain date, you're out. This is
right.
This is not the time to just
saying,
okay.
I'm agreeing with you, Glenn.
Yeah.
I'm not. I mean, Dave.
Dave.
What I'm saying, Dave, is if you go that route, what you're doing is creating a hostile work environment for yourself. You may be successful, but you'll be working for people who have a really bad attitude towards you.
Well, probably you'd just be working for a couple more weeks, and then they will have the obligation to pay you, or they will be facing potential federal criminal charges. I mean, Dr. Fleming, it's very interesting. Dr. Fleming was on with Mercola, and you can find it now at BitChute. That article, of course, is taken down in 48 hours because Mercola was chased on his bike and threatened in various ways, I suspect. But what Dr. Fleming does is he outlines the some Supreme Court decision that was made and how Biden's decision was treasonous. And, of course, anyone who's following a treasonous rule or mandate is also committing treason, aren't they, John?
Committing treason has certain parameters, and if you're doing it, you're
right.
doing it, you know?
Right. They're doing something that is a would have serious legal consequences, I'll suggest, not knowing all the details of all this. It would be on BitChute. You can find it. Is COVID-19 a bioweapon? Dr. Fleming and Mercola. I can even send that one to you if you haven't seen it. But he was very convincing in terms of your viewpoint of how the Constitution works and is enforced by anyone who has taken an oath of office. And
that's right.
I think
that's
that
right.
was
you want
good
hold
for me
on to
do
the break here, Dave? You want to hold
sure.
on to the break?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me done. And Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 17th of September. Dave, you got some more comments for us, sir?
Yeah, 1 second, John. Shoot. Get rid of this speakerphone. Yeah, I would say that that what we're seeing here, just look at the big picture. It's such a fulfillment of prophecy of the mark, for example, that it appears that it's coming as like tidal wave coming in, and we may be able to push back against it and reconstruct for a period of time. But I think we need all to be looking for other solutions than being in the system, being separate and out from it. What are your comments on this, John?
Well,
it's an economic warfare is what it is, and that's exactly what the mark is, that you can't participate if you don't have this mark, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Well, there'll be workarounds. It may take a while for people to find it, but the black market will begin within 24 hours of people developing workarounds. In Eastern Europe and Russia, the black market kept people fed. It kept people in clothes and things because these central command economies in communist countries simply don't work. They simply don't. I know that when Cuba finally opened up, there were men and women in their 40s who had never seen a toilet seat. They didn't know such a thing existed, a toilet seat to go on a toilet, because the command economy didn't think it was important enough to have them made or imported, either one.
Yeah, so, yeah, it would have to be a system of a barter or other things. I mean, the Great Reset is all about having a digital currency as central to that. And if you're not participating in a digital currency, like you say, there would have to be some sort of a black market and how that all works. But I see that a number of people will be displaced possibly from their housing due to lack of work. And who knows what results, you know, how that will turn out. I mean, is there any turning back these mandates in states? I mean, I see that the companies can do whatever they want and they are not worried about the consequences.
No, they're
Many
not worried.
Them, right?
No, they're not worried about consequences at all. Okay, Dave. Anything else? We're about Thanks. To the top of the hour here.
Oh, that's it. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you. We'll get started with the next call. We got a top of the hour break coming up. We have Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Hold on,
Deborah. Here's our break, Deborah. Hold on to the top of the hour. Hold on.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can't.